Joining us right now on the Dave and Carol Radio Extravaganza, fresh from his really cool scooter. Just got off, took his helmet
off.
Bad
man majama on that motor scooter.
John McGivern. So, how is the Yamaha C3?
I have not moved my car in like 2 weeks.
Really?
I really haven't. And I just filled it up, just so you know. I filled it up 1.1 gallons, and I had gone 128 miles.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad.
That's really good.
So do you like the... You like the feeling of the free wind blowing through your hair?
Sort of. I wear a helmet.
At 27 miles an hour?
So now, this thing moves.
Oh, I know.
I'm burying that at 35, okay?
Okay.
We're
Is that as fast as 35?
No, 40 is what it says, and it goes past, the needle goes past 40.
Do you have
That's
something,
because really
I haven't, I can't see it from here. So do you, is there, can you go to the store and like strap stuff to the back, or do you have to use a backpack, or no, you can't
no,
do that?
No, you can't do it. They've got something that you can order that you can put in the back. It's not a basket, but it's just something you can strap stuff to, and I didn't order it.
So what is it like... driving this thing? In other words, are people like are they attentive?
No, they're idiots.
Really? Okay.
I'm glad I'm wearing a helmet with a visor so people don't know it's me, because I was screaming. Oh, was I screaming at a guy the other day? He just pulled out right in front. I was going straight. He was making a turn. He turned right in front of me, and I slammed on, and thanked the Lord that I didn't hit him, because I would have probably been dead.
You do have to realize that, and because when I ride, you forget that you're not in the confines of a closed and soundproof car. And I've done that where I've yelled out, "You dub."
I did.
And then all of a sudden you realize their window's open and you're not inside a car.
Stupid. Stupid people.
You have to. You are going to be a better car driver now that you ride this than you will. No, seriously.
People will be so happy for that,
too. Because you're so aware. You'll be more aware of everything around, because you have to be more aware when you're riding.
It won't go. He doesn't have to go far to be a better car driver.
No, don't do it. Well, I've got, you know what this is learning? I'm learning some things in this, too. It's like slow down, because I don't slow down in my car. You know, this you really need to, I am so defensive around all of this. And so offensive as well. It's like everybody is out to get me is how I feel on this thing. And people just don't pay any attention. And I don't know if they can't see. Like, can they just not see you? And if you blow the horn, which, can I tell you, my horn is like, and they're like, is my phone on vibrate, is what it kind of sounds like.
Well, I mean, you know? With a Harley, you can hear. You can't hear you on the.
No, you can't.
You know, it's like a
Which, you know, and car. I've got this Yamaha C3. Okay. Now, I haven't seen any of them on the road. Like, I really haven't seen them. I mean, it's like they're kind of chunky, and they're square, and they kind of look like a retro sort of older. You know what they look just like? I went through the Harley Museum, and the Harley in between 1960 and 65, they put out their only scooter. It was called a Harley Topper, Harley Davidson Topper, and this looks just like a topper. And I was when I went through the museum, I was like, oh my God, that's just like my C3. Well, and I rode there in my scooter. Okay,
that's good.
I rode there in my scooter,
you're and of course,
the security guard who's kind of directing traffic looked at me like I had pooped on his shoe, and I said, where can I park? And he said, that's not a Harley. I was like, duh.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did all the tour, and then I came out, and there's two guys like Harley who worked at the museum, who are standing there looking at the scooter, and I thought, these guys
did they put salt and butter on it and eat it in front of you?
Like, no, I thought, oh, they're gonna be like, which big fag is driving this thing, riding this thing? And I walked up and I said, you guys want one of those, don't you? And they were like, what is this thing?
Yeah, no.
No.
They were laughing at it.
No, they, well, they then they were interested, but they were interested for their daughter, who's a sophomore in college.
Oh,
you know how it works.
Mm-hmm. Did they know you then? Did you say, hey?
No, they had no idea who I was, which was really fun.
So speaking of people knowing you, though.
Yeah.
You get a lot of people who know you come to your shows.
You know, it's been kind of remarkable.
Yeah, people who from your past.
Unbelievable. You know, if you saw my show, I do this thing about, in the summer, that's all I wanted to do was go to Gordon Park Pool. And most of the reason I wanted to go to Gordon Park Pool was because of the lifeguards.
Well, plus you were a great swimmer.
I was a really good swimmer and a really good diver, and I became a really good diver because there was a lifeguard who lived on our block whose name was Murphy Baumgartner, and Murphy Baumgartner was oh, Murphy Baumgartner. Okay, just so you know.
All right, let's focus on the swimming.
No, I'm focusing on the lifeguards.
I know.
First of all, they wore those little red trunks.
Sure.
And then they wore those white wife beater sure, t-shirts with right. the logo that said Milwaukee County Lifeguard.
Very Baywatch.
Oh, completely.
Very Baywatch.
Completely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there they were every summer. And of course, yummy.
Okay.
And as a kid, it was like, they were all tan, they were all fit, they were all handsome,
uh-huh.
they were all sandy blonde-haired, blue-eyed lifeguards. Yum! And as a kid, I was like, I want to be a lifeguard. And then I realized when I grew up that I just wanted to be with the lifeguard. Okay? And one of them was Murphy Baumgartner. And Murphy lived on our block, but he lived up the block a bit with his brother Leslie and his sister Gretchen. Okay, the three of them. But Murphy, yum. So he was lifeguard. He knew from as young as I was that I was a really good swimmer. So he taught me some things at Gordon Park Pool. The first thing he taught me was courage. Like, he taught me that I had the courage and the ability to do a jackknife off the 6-foot diving board.
Wow.
Then he taught me how to do a swan dive off the 7-foot diving board.
Mm-hmm.
Then he assured me that I had the courage and the ability to do a flip off the high dive. The high dive. 600 feet in the air. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I could do a flip and a half. Then I did a back, all because of Murphy Baumgartner. So I tell that story in the show, in my show, Another Midsummer Night McGivern. So I walk out the other night.
Did Murphy show up?
Murphy Baumgartner is waiting at the stage door.
Is he still as yummy?
He is.
Okay.
It took me a little while because, you know, he is now 60 or something. Murphy, if you're not 60, sorry. But and he was so kind and said, thank you so much for including me in your life story. He said, you know, it was just so easy back then because, you know, we were neighbors. But Murphy Baumgartner, it was so great. Then I get an email. The day after I see Murphy Baumgartner, I get an email from a kid who said, I saw your show and I didn't wait because, you know, John, we went to high school together at St. Lawrence Seminary. And I moved away to the West Coast and I came back and somebody told me that, you know, you found success here in Milwaukee, so I went to see your show, and I just wanted you to know that, you know, me and my friends didn't mean to be so mean to you in high school, and see, we just didn't know that you were gay back then. Like, I did? Like, I was like, oh, I have a secret, I'm homosexual. It's like, you just don't know when you're a sophomore, you know? So he was really, like, kind of sorry about the whole thing, and I wrote back to him and I said, first of all, you should have stopped and said hello to me.
Right.
Second of all, my first memory of you, just so you know, is you bare-butted lighting a fart. So, which I had never seen before. And so the fact that that's my first memory of you
could have been the tipping point.
Wow, is he a lifeguard?
Well,
it's all makes sense.
You don't
sense
remember
now.
Him being mean, is what you're saying. You
I
just remember,
him
this.
Being a goof.
Right.
Just a big goof. So I was like, you know, it's all fine. And by the way, I didn't know I was gay either. So the
really?
Fact that you didn't know. I mean, I knew that I wanted to wrestle.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't know. I mean, I didn't.
See, that's
you don't
fascinating
really,
to me.
You don't really know.
Really?
Well, especially if you're in a boarding high school seminary in a place called Mount Calvary, Wisconsin.
Oh.
You certainly don't want to be like, hey, what are these feelings about? I'm going to embrace them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm praying that I, you know, mm-hmm. that I don't want to wrestle
Mount
with.
Calvary, because Jesus was in Wisconsin.
I didn't know Jesus died in Wisconsin.
It was a long walk.